Matt Carthy is Sinn Féin TD for Cavan Monaghan, and he's on the line. Good afternoon to you. Your reaction to this news today, Matt Carthy?
Good afternoon, Carol. Well, on a personal level, I obviously wish Eamon Ryan well. I know Eamon from obviously being in the Dáil, and on a personal level, he's a very pleasant person, and anybody who knows him or watch him can very easily see he's very passionate about the issues he believes in. But politically, I think it's fair to say that Eamon Ryan and the Green Party have been failures in government. They've been obviously part of overall government failures in terms of housing, health, disability services, asylum policy, undermining of Irish neutrality. The Green Party and Eamon Ryan have been part of all of those issues. But on the central issue that the Green Party have cited as their rationale for going into government with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and that is the need to take drastic climate action. What we have had under the Green Party's direction is a government that have been very good at setting ambitious targets, but have actually been terrible at delivering them. And unfortunately, the position of the Green Party in particular is to blame everyone else for those governments' failures.
So you're saying it's time for an election? Should this announcement today affect the timing of an election?
Well, certainly I want to see a general election as quickly as possible. Sinn Féin want to set out what we believe is a better and fair way to tackle all the issues I've cited, to bring our solutions to the people and ask them to endorse them and to vote for change. And then ultimately it will be for the people to judge. But you know, there are some serious issues in our society, and climate change is one of them, and we need government to approach them in a way that is fair, meaningful and actually impactful in terms of delivering on our targets, because the truth is that we are further away from reaching our 2030 targets than we were a year ago. And across a whole range of issues, the sense of communities, particularly communities in rural areas, is that the response of government has been to make their lives harder, to alienate and frustrate those people. We need to work in partnership in order to deliver on climate action. But then they see on the areas that government and the Green Party in particular have direct control that they themselves are failing. And I think I often cite forestry as a very good example. It's one of those areas where the objectives of climate, of agriculture, of rural economic development can collide. Government and the Green Party set a target of planting 8,000 hectares of new afforestation each year. They've barely managed to hit a quarter of that, something that will have huge implications for our climate targets. We see lots of families that want to make positive change in their lives through retrofitting or changing the way in which they travel, and retrofitting remains beyond the reach of most families. Okay. The scheme that has been overseen by government has been deeply inequitable. In fact, it has been a wealth transfer from the poorest to people who are relatively much better off. And they're failures that will have long-lasting implications for our country.
Matt Carthy, Sinn Féin TD for Cavan Monaghan. Thank you very much for that this afternoon.